We're chatting with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She is the author of Mother Teresa and Me, among many other books, and we're doing a series on Mother Teresa's lessons for mothers. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I find that it interesting that even though she is technically Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, and she may one day be Saint Teresa of Calcutta, to most of us, she'll still be Mother Teresa.
Yes, absolutely. I still call her Mother Teresa all the time. I correct myself and throw the blessed in there when I'm writing about her, but she was definitely Mother Teresa, mother of her order and a mother of the world. Well, we don't want to take the Blessed Mother's place, but I mean, she really mothered the world. She taught us, you know, how to love, and there's so much she can teach us, especially in the family.
Well, she relied very heavily on Mary, our mother, the mother of the church, the mother of all of us. And I wonder what tips on spiritual motherhood, because Mary was not a mother to anybody other than the Son of God. You know, from a natural standpoint, she was given to us spiritually, all of us at the cross. But Mother Teresa never had any biological children. So I wonder how she relied on the witness of Mary as she approached her goal of spiritual motherhood.
Yes, well, she was very close to the Blessed Mother. She had such a beautiful relationship with her and prayed to her constantly. And, you know, she was always praying the Rosary and Memorare Novenas and just relying on the intercession of the Blessed Mother, knowing that the Blessed Mother would direct her to Jesus at all times. And so she was, you know, she was very much strengthened by that beautiful relationship she had with Mary. And I'm sure that the Blessed Mother taught her many, many ways to mother others. So she, you know, she had that beautiful benefit from the Blessed Mother.
Well, the Holy Family is our model for all families, and at the center of that Holy Family, the focal point is Jesus Himself, who had such a close relationship with His Blessed Mother. I wonder how Mother Teresa looked at that relationship that Mary had with Jesus and used that relationship as a model for her and her community.
Oh, absolutely. And she also, you know, she emphasized in the community and in a personal life that it's so important to ground oneself in prayer and the sacraments. And she said Mass is one of the greatest gifts. And she said that we're all called to be contemplatives in the heart of the world. So I feel so our families, and we could really learn that from Mother Teresa. But to be able to do that, she said, you really need to build that firm foundation of prayer and get to know Jesus so that you can be able to talk about Him to others, you know, to have that intimate, beautiful relationship with Him, which you can really strengthen through prayer and the sacraments and adoration. And she said that she had to... She knew she needed to receive Jesus in the broken of the Eucharist in order to be able to serve the broken poor, which is also, you know, the brokenness in the family today, the woundedness. You know, we are to serve others, but to first receive that broken bread of Jesus, to receive the Eucharist, to be strengthened in Jesus.
Contemplatives in the heart of the world. We all live in the heart of the world. Mother Teresa lived in the heart of poverty in Calcutta and did her mission work there in the midst of the busy streets, and yet made that time for contemplation. I believe it was Mother Teresa who they were making a news package about her, and they followed her, and she was in adoration at one point, and they asked her what she was saying, what she was praying about when she was in Eucharistic adoration, and she said, I'm not saying anything. I'm looking at Him, and He's just looking at me.
Yes, absolutely. And she always preached that, you know, we need to find that silence and to quiet ourselves and not just to be talking and talking and talking, but to allow our Lord to speak to us. And she would love to. I was so blessed one time to be in the chapel at the same time a few times when Mother Teresa was in the chapel, but one time in particular, we were in the chapel at the same time, just Jesus, Mother Teresa, and I, and it was amazing and beautiful, and that silence was so precious, and so that's something I'll never forget. You know, she said we had to be contemplatives in the heart of the world, and she said to do that, we need to seek the face of God in everything, everyone, everywhere, all the time, and His hand in every happening, and especially seeing and adoring the presence of Jesus in the lonely appearance of bread and in the distressing disguise of the poor by praying the work, That is, by doing it with Jesus, for Jesus, and to Jesus. That was really at the heart of her apostolate, is to see Jesus in everyone. And she encourages all of us to do the same. And I think it's so important in families for parents, you know, to see Jesus in one another and in their children, and to then act as if we're treating, you know, we're meeting and encountering and loving Jesus in the other. So many times there are arguments or disagreements or all kinds of things that happen in the family, the growing pains, and that's part of the journey of our sanctification. But if we could take that one step challenge today, everyone, to strive to see Jesus living in your spouse and in your children, and live this day trying your best to get your family to heaven by your virtuous love for them. It's a challenge sometimes. Sometimes it's easier than other times.
Well, there's an old atheist trope that says that two hands working can do more than 1,000 clasp in prayer. Mm. And, you know, you can see how somebody would, you know, walk in on Mother Teresa in silence in a holy hour and think to themselves, Mother Teresa, what are you doing? People are dying outside. Why are you in here not doing anything? And I wonder maybe, too, if there are parents out there who are thinking, I cannot make time to pray. There are dishes undone. There is laundry unwashed. But why is it important to have that, as you were mentioning, that she referred to, that contemplative heart in the heart of the world?
Yes, well, you know, another thing she said was that holiness, you know, to become holy consists in accepting with a smile what Jesus sends us. It consists in accepting and following the will of God. So the key words here are smile and accepting. Sometimes, you know, we feel so confined to the household as the mom or the dad in the domestic church, and sometimes, you feel like, wow, I'm never going to get that message to the ends of the world. I'm supposed to be evangelizing. I'm supposed to be, you know, doing all these things. But no, our Lord wants us to focus first on the family he gives you to raise those little saints to heaven, and to be, like Mother Teresa says, to accept that part of your, you know, your life, that stage of your life, and to even smile about the craziness in the household, and to know that you're really working out your salvation there. So if you don't get to your knees all the time, you know, that's okay. You're offering your heart constantly.